Jai Ram, dear listeners. Live broadcast of the proceedings from the Sai Kulwant Hall at Prashanti Nilayam will follow shortly. Please stay tuned. శ్రోతలకు సాయిరామ్. మరికొద్దిసేపట్లో ప్రశాంతి నిలయంలోని సాయి కుల్వంత్ సభామండపం నుండి ప్రత్యక్ష ప్రసారాలను మీరు వింటారు. దయచేసి వేచి ఉండండి. Proceedings from the Sai Kulwant Hall at Prashanti Nilayam will follow shortly. Please stay tuned.
కవీనాముపమశ్రవస్తమం జ్యేష్ఠరాజం బ్రహ్మణాం బ్రహ్మణస్పత ఆన శృణ్వన్ జ్యోతిభిః సీద సాదనం ప్రణో దేవీ సరస్వతీ వాజేభిర్వాజినీవతీ ధీనామభిత్రయవతో గణేశాయ నమః సరస్వత్యై నమః శ్రీగురుభ్యో నమః హరిః ఓం. ఓం నమో భగవతే రుద్రాయ. ఓం నమస్తే రుద్రమన్యవ ఉతోత ఇషవే నమః. నమస్తే అస్తు ధన్వనే బాహుభ్యాముతతే నమః. యాత ఇషు శివతమా శివం బభూవతే ధనుః. శివాశరవ్యాయాతవతయాను రుద్రమృడయా. యాతే రుద్ర శివా తనూరఘోరా పాపకాశినీ. తయా నస్తను వాశంతమయా గిరిశంతాభిచాకషీ. యామిషుం గిరిశం తహస్తే బిభర్ష్యస్తవే. శివాం గిరిత్రతాం కురు మాహి గుంసీ పురుషం జగత్. శివేన వచసా త్వా గిరిశా సావదామసి. యథా నః సర్వమిజ్జగత యక్ష్మగుం సుమనా అసత్. అద్య వోచదది వక్తా ప్రథమో దైవ్యోభిషక్. అహీగుశ్చ సర్వాంజంభయన్ సర్వాశ్చ యాతు ధాన్యః. అసౌ యస్తామ్రో అరుణ ఉత బభ్రుస్సు మంగళః. ये चेमागुं रुद्रा अभितो दिक्षुश्रिता सहस्रशो वैशागुं हेड इमहे असव्यो वसर्पति नीलग्रीवो विलोहितः उतैनं गोपा अदृशन् अदृशन्नुदहार्यः उतैनं विश्वा भूतानि सदृष्टो मृडयातिनः नमो अस्तु नीलग्रीवाय सहस्राक्षाय मीढुषे अतो ये अस्य सत्त्वानो हन्तेभ्यो करन् नमः प्रमुञ्च धन्वनस्त्वमुभयोरार्णियोर्जाम् याश्च ते हस्त इषवः पराता भगवो वप अवतत्य धनुस्त्वगुं सहस्राक्षशतेषु धे निशीर्य शल्यानां मुखा शिवो नः सुमना भव विज्यं धनुः कपर्दिनो विशल्यो बाणवागुम् उता अनेशन्नस्येशव आभुरस्य निषङ्गतिः याते हेतिर्मीढुष्टमहस्ते बभूवते धनुः तयास्मान् विश्वतस्त्वमयक्ष्मया परिभुजा नमस्ते अस्त्वायुधायानातताय धृष्णवे उभाभ्यामुत ते नमो बाहुभ्याम् तव धन्वने परिते धन्वनो हेतिरस्मान् वृणक्तु विश्वतः अतो य इषुधिस्तवारे अस्मन्निधेहितम् नमस्ते अस्तु भगवन् विश्वेश्वराय महादेवाय त्र्यम्बकाय त्रिपुरान्तकाय त्रिकाग्निकालाय कालाग्निरुद्राय नीलकण्ठाय मृत्युञ्जयाय सर्वेश्वराय सदाशिवाय श्रीमन्महादेवाय नमः नमो हिरण्यवाहवे सेनान्ये दिशाञ्च पतये नमो नमो वृक्षेभ्यो हरिकेशेभ्य पशूनां पतये नमो नमः सस्पिञ्जराय त्विषीमते पतीनां पतये नमो नमो बब्लुषाय विव्याधिनेन्नानां पतये नमो नमो हरिकेशायोपवीतिने पुष्टानां पतये नमो नमो भवस्य हेत्यै जगतां पतये नमो नमो रुद्राय तथा विने क्षेत्राणां पतये नमो नमः सूताय हन्त्याय वनानां पतये नमो नमो रोहिताय स्तपतये वृक्षाणां पतये नमो नमो मन्त्रिणे वाणिजाय कक्षाणां पतये नमो नमो भुवन्तये वारिवस्कृताय औषधीनां पतये नमो नम उच्चैर्घोषाय क्रन्दयते पत्तीनां पतये नमो नमः कृष्णवीताय धावते सत्त्वनां पतये नमः नमः सहमानाय व्याधिनाव्याधिनीनां पतये नमो नमः ककुभाय निषङ्गिणे सेनानां पतये नमो नमो निषङ्गिण इषुधिमते तस्कराणां पतये नमो नमो वञ्चते परिवञ्चते स्थायूनां पतये नमो नमो निचेरवे परिचरायारण्यानां पतये नमो नमः सृकाविभ्यो जिघागुं सद्भ्यो मुष्णतां पतये नमो नमो सिमद्भ्यो नक्त चरद्भ्य प्रकृन्तानां पतये नमो नम उष्णीषिणे गिरिचराय कुलुञ्चानां पतये नमो नम इषुमद्भ्यो ಭ್ಯೋ ದನ್ವಾಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ವೋ ನಮೋ ನಮ ಆ ದನ್ವಾನೇಭ್ಯ ಪ್ರತಿದಧಾನೇಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ವೋ ನಮೋ ನಮ ಆಯಚ್ಛದ್ಭ್ಯೋ ವಿಸೃಜದ್ಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ವೋ ನಮೋ ನಮೋಸ್ಯದ್ಭ್ಯೋ ವಿದ್ಯದ್ಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ವೋ ನಮೋ ನಮ ಆಸೀನೇಭ್ಯ ಶಯಾನೇಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ವೋ ನಮೋ ನಮ ಸ್ವಪದ್ಭ್ಯೋ ಜಾಗ್ರದ್ಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ವೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಸ್ತಿಷ್ಠದ್ಭ್ಯೋ ಧಾವದ್ಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ವೋ ನಮೋ ನಮ ಸಭಾಭ್ಯ ಸಭಾಪತಿಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ವೋ ನಮೋ ನಮೋ ಅಶ್ವೇಭ್ಯೋ ಅಶ್ವಪತಿಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ವೋ ನಮಃ ನಮ ಆವ್ಯಾಧೀಭ್ಯೋ ವಿವಿಧ್ಯಂತೇಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ವೋ ನಮೋ ನಮ ಉಗಣಾಭ್ಯಸ್ತೃಗುಂಹತೇಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ವೋ ನಮೋ ನಮೋ ಘೃತ್ಸೇಭ್ಯೋ ಘೃತ್ಸಪತಿಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ವೋ ನಮೋ
ನಮೋ ವ್ರಾತೇಭ್ಯೋ
ವ್ರಾತಪತಿಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ವೋ ನಮೋ ನಮೋ ಗಣೇಭ್ಯೋ ಗಣಪತಿಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ವೋ ನಮೋ
ನಮೋ
ವಿರೂಪೇಭ್ಯೋ ವಿಶ್ವರೂಪೇ ಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ವೋ ನಮೋ ನಮೋ ಮಹದ್ಭ್ಯಃ ಕ್ಷುಲ್ಲಕೇಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ವೋ ನಮೋ ನಮೋ ರಥಿಭ್ಯೋ ರಥೇಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ವೋ ನಮೋ ನಮೋ ರಥೇಭ್ಯೋ ರಥಪತಿಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ವೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಸ್ತೇನಾಭ್ಯಸೇನಾನಿಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ವೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ಶತ್ರುಭ್ಯ ಸಂಗ್ರಹೀತೃಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ವೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಸ್ತಕ್ಷಭ್ಯೋ ರಥಕಾರೇಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ವೋ ನಮೋ ನಮ ಕುಲಾಲೇಭ್ಯ ಕರ್ಮಾರೇಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ವೋ ನಮೋ ನಮ ಪುಂಜಿಷ್ಟೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಿಷಾದೇಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ವೋ ನಮೋ ನಮ ಇಷುಕೃದ್ಭ್ಯೋ ಧನ್ವಕೃದ್ಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ವೋ ನಮೋ ನಮೋ ಮೃಗಯುಭ್ಯಶ್ವನಿಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ವೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಶ್ವಭ್ಯಶ್ವಪತಿ ಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ವೋ ನಮಃ ನಮೋ ಭವಾಯ ಚ ರುದ್ರಾಯ ಚ ನಮಃ ಶರ್ವಾಯ ಚ ಪಶುಪತಯೇ ಚ ನಮೋ ನೀಲಗ್ರೀವಾಯ ಚ ಶಿತಿಕಂಠಾಯ ಚ ನಮಃ ಕಪರ್ದಿನೇ ಚ ವ್ಯುಕ್ತಕೇಶಾಯ ಚ ನಮಃ ಸಹಸ್ರಾಕ್ಷಾಯ ಚ ಶತಧನ್ವನೇ ಚ ನಮೋ ಗಿರಿಶಾಯ ಚ ಶಿಪಿವಿಷ್ಟಾಯ ಚ ನಮೋ ಮೀಡುಷ್ಟಮಾಯ ಚೇಷುಮತೇ ಚ ನಮೋ ಹ್ರಸ್ವಾಯ ಚ ವಾಮನಾಯ ಚ ನಮೋ ಬೃಹತೇ ಚ ವರ್ಷೀಯತೇ ಚ ನಮೋ ವೃದ್ಧಾಯ ಚ ಸಂವೃದ್ಧ್ವನೇ ಚ ನಮೋ ಅಗ್ರಿಯಾಯ ಚ ಪ್ರಥಮಾಯ ಚ ನಮಃ ಆಶವೇ ಚಾಜಿರಾಯ ಚ ನಮಃ ಶೀಘ್ರಿಯಾಯ ಚ ಶೀಭ್ಯಾಯ ಚ ನಮಃ ಊರ್ಮ್ಯಾಯ ಚ ವಸ್ವನ್ಯಾಯ ಚ ನಮಃ ಶ್ರೋತಸ್ಯಾಯ ಚ ದ್ವೀಪ್ಯಾಯ ಚ ನಮೋ ಜ್ಯೇಷ್ಠಾಯ ಚ ಕನಿಷ್ಠಾಯ ಚ ನಮಃ ಪೂರ್ವಜಾಯ ಚ ಪರಜಾಯ ಚ ನಮೋ ಮಧ್ಯಮಾಯ ಚ ಪ್ರಗಲ್ಭಾಯ ಚ ನಮೋ ಜಘನ್ಯಾಯ ಚ ಬುಧ್ನಿಯಾಯ ಚ ನಮಃ ಸೋಭ್ಯಾಯ ಚ ಪ್ರತಿಚರ್ಯಾಯ ಚ ನಮೋ ಯಾಮ್ಯಾಯ ಚ ಕ್ಷೇಮ್ಯಾಯ ಚ ನಮ ಉರ್ವರ್ಯಾಯ ಚ ಕಲ್ಯಾಯ ಚ ನಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕ್ಯಾಯ ಚ ವಸಾನ್ಯಾಯ ಚ ನಮೋ ವನ್ಯಾಯ ಚ ಕಕ್ಷ್ಯಾಯ ಚ ನಮ ಶ್ರವಾಯ ಚ ಪ್ರತಿಶ್ರವಾಯ ಚ ನಮ ಆಶುಷೇಣಾಯ ಚ ಶುರಥಾಯ ಚ ನಮ ಶೂರಾಯ ಚ ವಭಿಂದತೇ ಚ ನಮೋ ವರ್ಮಿಣೇ ಚ ವರೂಥಿನೇ ಚ ನಮೋ ಭಿಲ್ಮಿನೇ ಚ ಕವಚಿನೇ ಚ ನಮ ಶ್ರುತಾಯ ಚ ಶ್ರುತಸೇನಾಯ ಚ ನಮೋ ದುಂದುಭ್ಯಾಯ ಚ ಹನನ್ಯಾಯ ಚ ನಮೋ ಧೃಷ್ಣವೇ ಚ ಪ್ರಮೃಷಾಯ ಚ ನಮೋ ದೂತಾಯ ಚ ಪ್ರಹಿತಾಯ ಚ ನಮೋ ನಿಷಂಗಿನೇ ಚೇಷು ಧಿಮತೇ ಚ ನಮಸ್ತಿ ಕ್ಷ್ಣೇಶವೇ ಚ ಯುಧಿನೇ ಚ ನಮಸ್ವಾಯುಧಾಯ ಚ ಸುಧನ್ವನೇ ಚ ನಮಸ್ಮೃತ್ಯಾಯ ಚ ಪಥ್ಯಾಯ ಚ ನಮ ಕಾಟ್ಯಾಯ ಚ ನೀಪ್ಯಾಯ ಚ ನಮಸ್ಸೂದ್ಯಾಯ ಚ ಸರಸ್ಯಾಯ ಚ ನಮೋ ನಾದ್ಯಾಯ ಚ ವೈಶಂತಾಯ ಚ ನಮಃ ಕೂಪ್ಯಾಯ ಚ ವಟ್ಯಾಯ ಚ ನಮೋ ವರ್ಷ್ಯಾಯ ಚ ವರ್ಷ್ಯಾಯ ಚ ನಮೋ ಮೇಘ್ಯಾಯ ಚ ವಿದ್ಯುತ್ಯಾಯ ಚ ನಮ ಈದ್ರಿಯಾಯ ಚ ತಪ್ಯಾಯ ಚ ನಮೋ ವಾತ್ಯಾಯ ಚ ರೇಷ್ಮಿಯಾಯ ಚ ನಮೋ ವಾಸ್ತವ್ಯ ಯ ಚ ವಾಸ್ತುಪಾಯ ಚ ॐ हर 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 ॐ नमः सोमाय च रुद्राय च नमस्ताम्राय चारुणाय च नमः शङ्गाय च पशुपतये च नमः उग्राय च भीमाय च नमो अग्रे वराय च दूरे वराय च नमो हन्त्रे च हनीयसे च नमो वृक्षेभ्यो हरिकेशेभ्यो नमस्ताराय नमः शम्भवे च मयो भवे च नमः शङ्कराय च मयस्कराय च नमः शिवाय च शिवतराय च नमस्तीर्थ्याय च कोल्याय च नमः पार्याय च भार्याय च नमः प्रकरणाय चोत्तरणाय च नमः आकार्याय च लाद्याय च नमः शष्प्याय च भेन्याय च नमः सिकत्याय च प्रवाह्याय च नम इरण्याय च प्रपथ्याय च नमः किगुंशिराय च शयनाय च नमः कपर्दिने च पुलस्तये च नमो गोष्ठ्याय च गृह्याय च नमः स्थल्प्याय च गेह्याय च नमः काट्याय च वरेष्ठाय च नमो हृदय्याय च निवेश्याय च नमः पारुंसव्याय च रजस्याय च नमः शुष्क्याय च हरित्याय च नमो लोप्याय चोलप्याय च नमः ऊर्व्याय च सूर्म्याय च नमः पर्ण्याय च पर्णशद्याय च नमोपगुरमाणाय च विघ्नते च नमः खिदते च प्रखिदते च नमो वक्रिके भ्यो देवानागुं हृदयेभ्यो नमो विक्षीणकेभ्यो नमो विचिन्वत्केभ्यो नम आनिर्हतेभ्यो नम आमी वत्केभ्यः द्रावे अन्धसस्वते दरिद्रन्नीललोहिता येषाम् पुरुषाणामेषाम् पशूनाम् माभिर्मारो मो येषाम् किञ्चनाममत् या ते रुद्रशिवा तनो शिवा विश्वाः भेषजे शिवा रुद्रस्य भेषजे तया नो मृडजीवसे इमागुं रुद्राय तवसे कपर्दिने क्षयद्वेराय प्रभरामहे मतिम् यथा नश्यमसद्विपदे चतुष्पदे विश्वम् पुष्टम् ग्रामे अस्मिन्ननातुरम् मृडानो रुद्रो तनो मयस्कृति क्षयद्वेराय नमसा विधेमते यच्चञ्चयोश्च मनुरायजे पिता तदश्यामतव रुद्रप्रणीतौ मानो महान्तमुतमानो अर्भकम् मान उक्षन्तमुतमान उक्षितम् मानो वदे पितरम् मोत मातरम् प्रियामानस्तनुवो रुद्ररीरिषः मानस्तोकेतन ये मान आयुषिमानो गोषुमानो अश्वेषुरीरिषः वीरान्मानो रुद्रवामितो वधीर्हविष्मन्तो नमसा विधेमते आराते गोग्न उत पूरुषग्ने क्षयद्वीराय सुम्नमस्मि ते अस्तु रक्षा च नो अदि च देव ब्रूह्यधा च न शर्म यच्छद्विबर्हा स्तुहि श्रुतम् गर्तसदम् युवानम् मृगन्न भीममुपहत्नुमुग्रम् मृडा चरित्रे रुद्रस्तवानो अन्यन्ते अस्मन्निव पन्तु सेनाः परिणो रुद्रस्य हेतुर्वृणक्तु परित्वेषस्य दुर्मतिरगायो अवस्थिरा मगवद्यस्तनुष्वमीढ्वस्तोकायतनयाय मृडया मीडुष्टमशिवतमशिवो न सुमना भवा परमे वृक्ष आयुधन् निधाय कृत्तिम्बसा न आचर पिनाकम् बिभ्रदागहे विकिरिद विलोहित नमस्ते अस्तु भगवः यास्ते सहस्रगुम् हेतयोन्यमस्मन्निव पन्तु ताः सहस्राणि सहस्रदा बाहुवस्तव हेतयः तासामीशानो भगव पराचीना मुखाकृते सहस्राणि सहस्रशो ये रुद्रा अधिभूम्याम् तेषागुं सहस्रयो जने वघन्वानि तन्वसे अस्मिन्महत्यर्नवे तरिक्षे भवा अधे नीलग्रेवाशितिकण्ठा शर्वा अधः क्षमाचराः नीलग्रेवाशितिकण्ठादिवगुं रुद्रा उपश्रिताः ये वृक्षेषु सस्पिञ्जरा नीलग्रेवा विलोहिताः ये भूतानामधिपतयो विशिखा सप्तपर्दिनः ये अन्येषु विद्यन्ति पात्रेषु पिबतो जनान् ये पताम्पतिरक्षय ऐलभृदा यव्युदः ये तीर्थानि प्रचरन्ति सृकावन्तो निषङ्गिणः य एतावन्तश्च भूयागुंसश्च दिशो रुद्राविचस्तिरे तेषागुं सहस्रयो जने वघन्वानि तन्मसे नमो रुद्रेभ्यो ये पृथिव्यायेन्तरिक्षे ये दिव्ये शामन्नं वातो वर्षमिषवस्तेभ्यो दश प्राचेर्दश दक्षिणा दश प्रतेचेर्दशोदेचेर्दशोर्ध्वास्तेभ्यो नमस्ते नो मृणयन्तु तेयं विश्व यश्च नोर्द्वेष्टितं भोजं मे ददामि त्र्यम्बकं यजामहे सुगन्धिं पुष्टिवर्धनम् उर्वारुकमिव वन्दनान् मृत्योर्मुक्षीयमामृतात् यो रुद्रो अग्नौ यो अप्सु य ओषधीषु यो रुद्रो विश्वा भुवनाविवेश तस्मै रुद्राय नमो अस्तु एते सहस्रमयुतं पाशा मृत्योमर्त्याय हन्तवे तान्यज्ञस्य मायया सर्वानव यजामहे मृत्यवे स्वाहा मृत्यवे स्वाहा प्राणानां ग्रन्थिरसि रुद्रो मा विशान्तकः तेनान्नेनाप्यायस्वा नमो रुद्राय विष्णवे मृत्युर्मे पाहि तमस्तु हि यस्विषुसुधन्वायो विश्वस्य क्षयति भेषजस्य यक्ष्वामहेशो मनसाय रुद्रम् नमोभिर्देवमसुरन्धुवस्याम् अयम् मे हस्तो भगवान् अयम् मे भगवत्तरः अयम् मे विश्वभेषजो यगुम् शिवाभिमर्शनः ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः स्वस्ति प्रजाभ्य परिपालयन्ताम् न्यायेन मार्गेण महीमहीशाः गोब्राह्मणेभ्यः शुभमस्तु नित्यम् समस्तलोकाः सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्तलोकाः सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्तलोकाः सुखिनो भवन्तु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
Dearest Bhagwan, with love and gratitude, your Vajras offer themselves at your divine lotus feet.
Dearest Swami, we have assembled here today to pour out our hearts in your divine presence and to share one of the greatest love stories, a love story between the Lord and His children, a love story where we came You loved and we were conquered.
Words can never substitute our feelings, Bhagwan. Yet the voice of our hearts shall always speak only of gratitude for all your infinite compassion which allowed us to soak ourselves in your endless love.
प्यार सा एहसास हो तुम साई, हर पल हमारे पास हो तुम, शायद इसीलिए स्वामी हम सब के लिए इतने खास हो तुम.
Memories as sweet as your divine form, as blissful as your very nature. Memories of your enchanting smile, your sparkling eyes, your gliding walk, your wagging finger. Memories of those unforgettable interactions and lessons which go beyond mere emotion and feeling and move into a zone where only our hearts reside.
Memories, Swami, that we are here today to relive in your divine presence and express our endless gratitude for.
Thank you, Bhagwan, for this glorious opportunity. You are our life. You are our everything.
Chilantane palukarinche prema bhava.
It was in the year 1991, during the month of October. I was born with a cleft palate. For many, this might be a bane, but for me, it was a boon in disguise. Bhagwan, I believe that you took this situation as an excuse to enter into my life. As I had this problem, I had to undergo 4 surgeries. During the first one, you gave the initial signals of your entry into my life. During the second operation, which took place on 9th of December 1992, your signals got confirmed. It happened like this on that day. My doctors had told my parents that the second operation was a major one and it would take a minimum of 3 hours to complete. My parents knew for sure that this was the most critical of the 4 and they agreed to go ahead with the operation. As I was being wheeled into the operation theater, my mother wanted to have a glance at me and so she turned towards me. This was what she saw that day. She saw me being wheeled into the operation theater. Following me were my doctors. And just before the operation theater got closed, she saw an orange flash of light entering the operation theater. Within 2 hours, the doors opened and doctors came out telling this was the first time ever in their medical experience that an operation of this kind got over so soon. They told it was a miracle. My parents were thrilled and the doctors were surprised. Bhagwan, I know for sure the statement of the doctors and the experience of my mother that the orange flash of light was not any of a hallucination, but Bhagwan, it was indeed you yourself who entered my operation theater and performed an operation for me that day. Swami, 19 years have passed since then. And now, when I stand here and look behind, I know for sure whatever I am today is all because of your grace. I'm ever grateful to you, Bhagwan. Thank you very much. I love you, Swami.
It was in my second standard when I was studying in the Sri Satya Sai Primary School. On a Thursday morning, we came for darshan and I got a place in the front. The music began and you came. You came to where we were seated and you beckoned to me. Along with 2 other first standard brothers, I approached you. You began by asking, "What is your name?" Then you asked me what was for the breakfast and some other questions. And finally, you asked me, "What do you want?" To this, I told, "Swami, I want you." The next instant, you did something so wonderful, something which only you can do. You stretched your arms wide open and told, "Come, come, take me." To this, I did not know what to do. I just stood there, staring at you. Long seconds passed, and finally, you created vibhuti and left. Many a times, when I would look back at that incident, I would feel a bit sad, for when I had the opportunity to do so, I did not run and hug you. There was no one to stop me at that time, but I never understood why I did not do so. It is now that, Bhagwan, I realize what you told me that day, the message you gave to me, and not only to me, but to everyone else, is that you are always there for each and every one of us with outstretched arms, every time there, and all we have to do is leave everything else and cling on to you, and you will take care of the rest. Ma, each and every one of us here are ever grateful to you for all that you have done to us. Ma, we love you.
Thank you.
खुशी भर लाते प्यारे साई हमारे के हर एक पद पर तेरे ही संग हम चलेंगे तेरे बिना है जीना मुश्किल हर दम ये कहता है दिल जीवन के हर एक पद पर तेरे ही संग हम चलेंगे हाथों में डर कर जियान लागे ओ साई सारे साई हमारे दिल की सुन लो कहानी तेरे बिन जियान जाए सुनी लगे जिंदगानी प्यारे साई हमारे
God may delay, but never denies. Swami, you taught me this lesson in a beautiful way. My parents had a wish to have their own house. It was February 2002. My mother, brother, and myself came to Vrindavan to have Yar Darshan. Swami, my mother was sitting with a letter waiting for you. You came towards her, took the letter and blessed her saying, "Ee sari kotta illu techko." Meaning, buy new house this time. And then, in all your love and compassion, you added, "Enduku baadhapadtao? Talli dwara pillalaku divenlu andutai. Nee pillalu tirigi Vrindavanam vastar." Meaning, through mother, children are also blessed. Your children will come back to Vrindavan. Swami, with those sweet words, you blessed us all. And as you best, we bought our new house in June 2002. But after my 12th standard, I had a very tough time. I was unable to carry on my further studies. Swami, I prayed to you, surrendering myself at your lotus feet. It was in 2009 that your words to my mother materialized. You showered your grace and blessings on me and gave me the glorious opportunity to study at your lotus feet in Vrindavan. Swami, this way you gave me all that I could ever ask for. Thank you, Swami. Thank you very much for all that you have done for me, guiding and guarding me at every step in my life. I love you, Swami. I love you.
Dearest Bhagwan, after I finished my 7th standard, I had a strong urge and desire to join your educational institutions and be called a Sai student. My parents started to collect information and they found out that there were no admissions for 8th standard at Sri Satya Sai Higher Secondary School, but there was an admission in your school at Muddinahalli. So we decided to apply there. And on the appointed day, I wrote the entrance and gave my interview. We returned home, eagerly awaiting for the results. A few days rolled by and the results were declared. To my disappointment, I was not selected. I was crestfallen. I was hurt. My only desire was to be called your student, and I had just lost that great opportunity. I cried and cried. I prayed to you to do something to help me. My parents, seeing me inconsolable, decided to do something. They went and requested the warden, but he said that he was helpless. My parents then requested the secretary of the institute. He replied the same, but added that if there was one person in this world who could help you, then it is only Swami. Surrender to him and he will take care of you. We tried every possible way, but the chance of getting in was very bleak. Ultimately, we decided to surrender at your lotus feet and prayed earnestly to you to help us. One night, as I was sitting at my home, my mother rushed into the room and showed me a message which she had just received in her mobile. And the message read as follows. Your son has been selected. Do not worry. Be happy. With love, Satyanarayana. Tears started rolling down my cheeks, and this time they were tears of joy. I know that the message was sent by none other than you, Bhagwan, and through this you taught me the most important lesson of my life, to surrender. And once we surrender, our well-being will be completely taken care by you. You took me into your care. You taught me how to smile. You taught me how to live a life. You taught me that I was you and you were me. And most importantly, you taught me how to love. Standing here today, I know that you're sitting there with that most beautiful and enchanting smile of yours, listening to us. I can see the love flowing from your eyes and engulfing all of us present here. And I know that you will always be there, silent like the star, warm like the sun, guiding and guarding us. We are yours forever, Bhagwan. We are yours forever.
May 30th, 2009 is an unforgettable day for each one of us. On that delightful day, we the Vajras took our first steps into the portals of Vrindavan, your haven at Whitefield.
3 years have passed since then in a flash, as we stand here today with a deep sense of love and gratitude. Memories come rushing back to us, memories of every occasion when we felt your loving presence amidst us.
You were there at every bhajan session, tapping your finger and playing the talam. You were present at every program that we offered at your lotus feet. You were the sole reason, the inspiration and the guiding force behind each of our efforts.
You gave us so much, Bhagwan. You gave us a hostel where we were loved like we would be loved at our own homes, where we learned lessons not of the world alone but also of the spirit. You taught us to love, to care, to share and to serve.
It was a home away from home, where students from different parts of the world came together to live under one roof. The hostel epitomized unity in diversity, where each one lived for the other and all lived for you, Bhagwan. Every inch of Vrindavan resonates with your love, with your message. Today, you have made each one of us into a sparkling Vajra, who hope to reflect in our lives the life that you led, Swami.
We have received from you, Bhagwan, like few others have. You gave us so much love, so much care, and in infinite compassion taught us lessons that we'll treasure for our lives. While we stayed away from our homes, you gave us the love of 1,000 mothers. What can we do, Bhagwan? What can we do but thank you?
When I see the beauty of the sunset's glory, amazing and stream across the evening sky. In the warmth of your eyes, I found love's paradise. It awes and humbles me to be loved by a God so high. What can I do but thank you? What can I do but live my life for you? Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. What can I do but praise you? Within my heart, oh Lord, you do reside. Sigh, my guiding light. Sigh, my guiding light. Sigh, my guiding light. That beautiful crowd of hair, those feet that run this fair, that twinkle in your eyes, my soul grew all the stars. By your touch you made me an instrument of thee. Let me lie in your hands, play through me thy tune divine. What can I do but thank you? What can I do but live my life for you? Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. What can I do but thank you? What can I do but live my life for you? Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. What can I do but praise you? Within my heart, oh Lord, you do reside.
Dearest Swami, it was the fag end of the fourth semester, somewhere around March. I was sitting in the Trahi lawns and thinking of you. And as I was thinking of you, grief struck me. Grief of never seeing you there in Vrindavan physically ever. I was intrigued by the experiences narrated by the elders there, but wanted something for myself to cherish. Something to cherish all my life. The rest of that day went as usual, but little did I know that you had something else. You had planned to show me that this body is immaterial and for you are present everywhere. That night in my dream, I was having my dinner in the dining hall. One of our senior brothers rushed inside and shouted, "Swami's here, Swami's here, let's go." The next moment, without any consideration whatsoever, I ran. As I entered the entrance of the hostel, I slipped and fell. Rolling and tumbling down the steps, I landed just beside the road. As I was getting up, I saw tires right in front of me. As I looked up, I saw that it was your car in front of me. The windows lowered. Out came your hand. You placed it on my head and smiled. As if this was not enough, the doors opened and you reached out to me. As I knelt beside you, you declared, "You think I'm not there? Well, I'm always there just beside you, Bangaru. Just look deeper." With this, tears started rolling down my cheeks and I apologized. I asked for Pad Namaskar and you granted. As I was taking my Pad Namaskar, in reply, you gave me the most beautiful smile that I have ever seen. As I sat there crying, you went inside Trahi and fixing yourself forever in my heart. Swami, that day you showed me that you are there everywhere. Thank you, Swami. Thank you. I love you, Swami.
आज याद आ रहा है 21 नवंबर 2010 का वो संध्या काल, स्नातकोत्सव नाटक के बाद हम सब आपके पास बैठे हुए थे। हमने आपसे धन्यवाद कहा। अति धीर, मंद्र और मधुर आवाज में आपने उत्तर दिया, धन्यवाद न कहो, मैं और तुम एक हैं, हमारा रिश्ता अटूट है। अपनी उंगलियों को जोड़कर आपने इसका इशारा भी किया। 13 जून 2009 का वो दिन मैं कैसे भुला सकता हूं। आपके छात्र बनने के पश्चात वो मेरा पहला दर्शन था। शाम के समय बुर्रा कथा प्रदर्शित की जा रही थी और उसमें ईश्वरामा का चरितामृत गान किया गया। आप पूरी तरह भावुक थे और मैं भी। हमारी आंखें भरी हुई थी, हम दोनों को अपनी मां की याद आ रही थी, इसलिए क्योंकि उस समय पहली बार घर छोड़कर, अपनी मां को छोड़कर मैं आपके पास चला था। आपकी दिव्य सन्निधि हृदय के अंतरंग में मुझे ले चली। भगवान और भक्त एक ही स्थान पर, एक ही समय में, एक ही भाव में बंधे थे। जनवरी 2010 के संक्रांति के दिन हम सब वज्राओं के ओर इशारा करते हुए आपने हमारे वार्डन सर से कहा, इस साल हमारे पास बहुत अच्छे लड़के आए हैं, उनसे कहना मैं अति प्रसन्न हूं। स्वामी, इससे ज्यादा हम आपसे क्या मांग सकते हैं। 3 साल बाद आज जब पीछे मुड़कर देखें तो स्पष्ट होता है कि यह सब आपने किया। आपने हमें अपनी संपत्ति बनाई, आपने हमें अपना सब कुछ दिया, और इसके लिए हम आपसे धन्यवाद भी नहीं कह सकते, इसलिए क्योंकि आपके प्रेम, आपकी दया और आपकी करुणा का वर्णन कोई शब्द नहीं कर सकते। हम कहना चाहते हैं, हमको तुमसे प्यार है। शायद यही शब्द हमारी मन की प्रार्थनाओं को और निविड़तम भावनाओं को अंकित कर सकते हैं। यह दिल की है बात जो दिल ही समझ पाए। हम तुम्हारे हैं साई, आज, अभी और सदा सदा के लिए हम तुम्हारे हैं।
స్వామి, మీరెప్పుడూ మీ భక్తులతో ఇంటనే వెంటనే జంటనే కంటనే ఉంటానని తెలియజేసే విధం అతి అమోఘం. కష్టాలలోనే భగవంతుని గుర్తుంచుకునే వారు కోకొల్లలు. నాది అటువంటి పరిస్థితే స్వామి. విభూతి సుందరుణ్ణి విభూతి మహిమ నన్ను నా జీవిత విధానాన్ని మార్చివేసింది. అది నా 7వ తరగతి. ఒకరోజు నాకు మా అమ్మకి ఒక పెద్ద వాగ్వివాదం జరిగింది. అది ఏమనగా, ఎక్కడికి వెళ్లినా ఏ పని మీద బయటికి వెళ్లినా విభూతిని నుదుటిన మీద పెట్టుకుని వెళ్ళమని మా అమ్మ చెప్పింది. మా అమ్మ కోసం యాంత్రికంగానే విభూతిని పెట్టుకునేవాణ్ణి గాని దాని యొక్క మహిమ విశిష్టత నాకు తెలియదు. కాలక్రమేణా అది నాకు ఒక అలవాటుగా మారింది. ఒకరోజు నేను మా అమ్మ కలిసి మా తాతయ్య గారింటికి బయలుదేరాం. కొద్దిసేపటికి బస్టాప్ అని రాసి ఉన్న ఒక బోర్డు దగ్గర ఇద్దరం నిలబడ్డాం. అది ఒక కూడలి. నన్ను అక్కడ ఒంటరిగా వదిలి మా అమ్మ నీరు తాగడానికి వెళ్ళింది. ఆ నిమిషంగా అకస్మాత్తుగా ఒక బస్సు ఆ కూడలి దగ్గర తిరిగి నా వైపుకు దూసుకు వచ్చింది. ఆ నిమిషమున నాకు ఎంతో భయం వేసింది స్వామి. ఒళ్ళంతా చెమటలు పట్టినాయి. ఏదో జరగబోతుందని అనిపించింది. కానీ చుట్టిలో పెద్ద ప్రమాదం తప్పింది. కేవలం 1 అడుగు దూరంలో ఆ బస్సు నా పక్క నుండి వెళ్ళింది. అప్పుడనుకున్నా ఏదో శక్తి వచ్చి నన్ను ఈరోజు రక్షించింది. ఈ సంఘటన గురించి దీర్ఘంగా ఆలోచించగా నాకు ఒక్కటి అర్థమైంది. అది ప్రతిరోజు నేను విభూతిని పెట్టుకునేవాణ్ణి, కానీ ఆ రోజు విభూతిని పెట్టుకోవడం మర్చిపోయాను. అదే రోజు రాత్రి మీరు నా కలలో వచ్చి ఇలా అన్నారు, స్వామి బంగారు ప్రతిరోజు విభూతిని పెట్టుకునేవాడి కానీ ఈరోజు మర్చిపోయావు. అయినా సరే నీ స్వామి నిన్ను మర్చిపోలేదు. అప్పుడు అర్థమైంది స్వామి, నన్ను వచ్చి రక్షించింది మరే శక్తి కాదు, అది మీరే స్వామి, మీరే. స్వామి మిమ్మల్ని మనసారా ప్రేమించాను, కనులారా కాంచినాను. ఇక నా జీవితంతో మిమ్మల్ని ఆనందింపచేస్తాను స్వామి. కృతజ్ఞతలు స్వామి.
స్వామి ఎంతటి భాగ్యం మాది. మా ఉన్నతి కొరకు మీరు అవతారమూర్తిగా దివి నుండి భువికి దిగివచ్చారు. బంగారు బంగారు అని పిలిచి మానవతా విలువలను పెంచి ఈ కలియుగంలో స్వర్ణ యుగాన్ని స్థాపించారు.
స్వామి జగద్గురువైన మీరే మాకు గురువై ఈ లౌకిక విద్యతో పాటు ఆధ్యాత్మిక విద్యను కూడా నేర్పావు. స్నేహితుడవై మా కష్ట సుఖాలలో తోడుండి ఈ జీవిత ప్రయాణంలోని అడుగడుగున మమ్ము ముందుకు నడిపావు.
మీ జీవిత కాలంలో చాలా భాగాన్ని మా కొరకే వెచ్చించి మా అభివృద్ధిని చూసి ఆనందించావు. మేము ఉడతా భక్తితో ఏ చిన్న పని చేసినా పెద్ద మనసుతో ప్రశంసించావు.
దేవతలు సైతం తహతహలాడే మీ అపురూప దర్శన భాగ్యాన్ని మాకు ఎల్లవేళలా ప్రసాదించారు స్వామి.
స్వామి ఇటువంటి భాగ్యాన్ని ప్రసాదించడమే కాక దర్శన సమయంలో ఎన్నెన్నో తీపి అనుభవాలను మాకు రుచి చూపించినారు. ఆ రోజు వినాయక చవితి. నేను వినాయకుని ప్రతిమతో 3వ వరుసలో కూర్చొని మీ ఆశీస్సుల కోసం ఎదురుచూస్తున్నాను. కొద్దిసేపటి తర్వాత మీరు వచ్చి ముందు వరుసలో ఉన్న వారినంతా ఆశీర్వదించి వెళుతుండగా పర్వదినమున మీ ఆశీర్వాదం పొందలేకపోయానన్న బాధ నాలో కలిగింది. మరుక్షణమే మీరు తిరిగి వచ్చి నన్ను ముందుకు పిలిచి ఆశీర్వదించడమే కాక ప్రసాదాన్ని కూడా ఇచ్చారు. మా మదిని పాలించు దైవం మీరే కదా స్వామి.
అంతేనా, మీ దివ్య స్పర్శతో రాతిలాంటి మమ్ము రత్నాలుగా మార్చారు, చిరుమొగ్గల్లాంటి మమ్ము చక్కటి పుష్పాలుగా వికసింపజేశారు.
ఇక్షు రసము కన్నా ద్రాక్ష రసము కన్నా పువ్వు కన్నా పాప నవ్వు కన్నా మధుర మోహనములు శ్రీ సాయి పలుకులు.
అటువంటి మధురమైన పలుకులను ప్రత్యక్షంగా ఆలకించడమే కాక నీతో సంభాషించు మహద్భాగ్యాన్ని కూడా మాకు ప్రసాదించారు. స్వామి మేము ఎంతటి అదృష్టవంతులం.
సన్న జాజి కన్నా సంపంగి లత కన్నా జున్ను గడ్డ కన్నా వెన్న కన్నా నెమలి కన్ను కన్నా నిండు వెన్నెల కన్నా కన్న తల్లి ప్రేమ సున్నితంబు, కన్న తల్లి ప్రేమ అతి సున్నితంబు.
మరి మీరు మాపై 1000 తల్లుల ప్రేమ వర్షించినారు. అటువంటి ప్రేమ ప్రవాహంలో తడిసిన మా జన్మలు ఎంత సార్థకం స్వామి.
ఇంతటి ప్రేమను మాపై కురిపించిన మీరు మా నుండి ఏమీ ఆశించలేదు. ఒకసారి మీరు ఎంతో ప్రేమతో వేద పఠనం చేసే విద్యార్థులకు ధోవతి అంగవస్త్రాలను స్వయంగా బహుకరించారు. వాటిని స్వీకరించిన మేము ఆనంద పరవశులమై మీకు కృతజ్ఞతలు తెలియజేయడానికి కలిసికట్టుగా థ్యాంక్ యూ స్వామి అని చెప్పగా మీరు మాతో అన్న మాటలు ఎన్నటికీ మరువలేనివి. అప్పుడు మీరు మాతో ఈ విధంగా అన్నారు, ఇచ్చే హక్కు నాకుంది, తీసుకునే హక్కు మీకుంది, మన మధ్యలో కృతజ్ఞతలు ఉండకూడదు. ఇలాంటి మాటలు కేవలం ఒక తల్లి మాత్రమే తన బిడ్డతో చెప్పగలదు. ఇంతటి ప్రేమను మాపై కురిపించిన మీరు కనీసం కృతజ్ఞతలు కూడా ఆశించలేదు స్వామి.
ఇటువంటి ప్రేమమూర్తికి పిల్లలమైన మేము ఎంత దండ్యులం స్వామి, అందుకోండి మా వందనాలు.
అందుకోమా వందనం. On the 18th of August 1991, when my mother was admitted in the hospital for delivering a child, that severe complications arose. After doing their detailed checks, the doctors informed my grandparents that there was no hope for survival either for the child or the mother. On being informed of this, Bhagwan, my father immediately rushed to your presence to seek succor and blessings. You came gently gliding down the sands and passed by him. You went a bit further, stopped, came back to him, stood in front of him and gave your most beautiful smile. He felt reassured. This was the evening darshan of 19th August 1991. In the early hours of 20th August 1991, as my mother was being taken into the operation theater, she looked up at the photograph of Jesus hung on the wall. But Swami, she did not see Jesus there. She saw you smiling at her most reassuringly. She was both stunned and at peace. Hours later, a healthy baby boy was born to her. The mother and child both were safe only by your grace, Bhagwan. 5 years later, you took me into your loving hands by giving me a seat in your primary school. 15 years have passed, Bhagwan, and you still held on to me as a mother would her child, as a true friend would another, and indeed as God would a devotee. Swami, this life is a gift that you have given us. Bhagwan, help us so that we live this life for you as your true worthy instruments. We love you, Bhagwan. We love you.
Sometimes, some things happen in our lives. We change our attitude, our outlook, our approach, however small they might be. It might be just one gaze from you, Swami, one look, one smile. That small thing, however, touches our hearts and enthralls us forever. 1 year ago, a few of us were seated in the Purnachandra Hall during Shivratri. The Akhand Bhajans kept continuing and we were waiting anxiously for you, Swami, for we did not know whether you would come to the Purnachandra Hall. However, when you came out, you proceeded directly to the Purnachandra Hall. We waited with bated breath. As you came down the dais, you looked at each one of us directly into our eyes. As you sat there, scanning the crowd with your watchful gaze, we could feel your love, your compassion, your mercy. In the still moments of profound silence, there was nothing between you and us. Something told us that this was a moment like no other, a moment which comes only once in a lifetime. We continued to gaze at you, completely transfixed, unaware of the passing time. As you were leaving, Swami, you gave a brilliant smile. It is the most beautiful thing that I have seen in my life. Afterwards, we remained there for a long while, standing where you stood, remembering your soft, melodious voice, the shimmer of your twinkling eyes. It was a moment etched forever in our hearts. Today, whenever I feel depressed, I just contemplate on this memory and suddenly I can feel your gaze lingering on me, that same look, that same smile. It comes before my eyes and all my sorrows begin to melt away. It does not matter where we are, what we are, who we are, for with love and faith in our hearts, we can feel your divine presence anywhere, anytime. We are immensely grateful to you, Swami, for all that you have done for us.
Swami, all these years spent at your lotus feet have truly been memorable. We can truly say that these years were the best years of our lives.
Swami, all through these years, you have been our constant companion, guiding us at every stage of our lives. For all this and more, we shall remain ever grateful to you, Bhagwan.
It is said, to speak gratitude is courteous, to act gratitude is generous, but to live gratitude is to touch the very heavens.
As we stand here today to express our gratitude, I am reminded of an occasion when a student proclaimed to you, Swami, "I am ready to die for you." At that time, you immediately replied, "There is no need to die for me. Instead, live for me."
We will, Bhagwan, leave no stone unturned to lead our lives by your words.
We will spread the love that we have received amongst all our brothers and sisters.
We will conduct ourselves in a manner that will make you proud of us.
We will, Bhagwan, live our lives for you. Swami, give us the strength and the willpower to tread the path that you have shown us at all times.
Be there, Bhagwan, to hold our hands and correct us every time we go astray.
At such times, Swami, when our hearts are heavy, the words are few. All we can say is,
"We love you, Swami."
Ya Allah,
haathon mein hai jo hinta hamare.
O Baba, O Sai, O Baba hamare.
Dil yahi kehta hai jab paas mere khuda hai, man mera kehta hai jab saath mere khuda hai. Ha, dil yahi kehta hai jab paas mere khuda hai, man mera kehta hai jab saath mere khuda hai. Kisi baat ka hai dar nahi tera saath jo hai to.
डर किसी का भी हमको है ना, आज के दिन साईं बाबा के साथ हाथ में हाथ मिला जो तो.
दिल यही कहता है जब पास मेरे खुदा है, मन मेरा कहता है जब साथ मेरे खुदा है.
हाँ, दिल यही कहता है जब पास मेरे खुदा है, मन मेरा कहता है जब साथ मेरे खुदा है.
ओ सई हमारे, ओ जीवन सहारे, या अल्लाह या अल्लाह या अल्लाह या अल्लाह. ना तेरे की फिक्र है, ना गमों का भी डर है, ये मुझको खबर है कि साई अफताब है. साईं बाबा के साथ हाँ.
Sadhu Deva. You were listening to a musical offering of love and gratitude by the final year students of the Brindavan campus of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. This was followed by bhajans and aarti. With this, the live proceedings from Sai Kulwant Hall come to a close this evening. We now take you back to our regular program schedule.